Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
ESPN 97.5, KFNC 97.9, HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and it is here. USMNT plays tonight. You excited?
What are we calling them?
Oh, no, they're the Eagles.
The
Screaming Eagles?
Dirt Dogs?
No, they're not the Dirt Dogs. What do we... The worst nickname in all of the World Cup is USMNT.
Well, Yanks. We're not saying Yanks. That's too easy.
The Yanks are coming. Yeah. Well, that's actually not a bad game. The Yanks are playing tonight. But, no, the Screaming Eagles, the...
Yeah, we got the Yankees already.
You got the Dirt... You like the Dirt Dogs for some
reason.
Well,
if they were... If they really had that personality.
If they were, you know, from the South, I guess.
If they're more grimy like Mexico's team that I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
You need to be a little grimier. To be a dirt dog, you got to be.
South Africa really just said, F it, we're just hitting everybody. And they just they just said, we don't care how many guys get red cards.
Well, Mexico's red card was a pretty blatant, like, he didn't even try to even attempt to go after the ball.
No, it was a pretty physical game, that's for sure.
It was, I was at a watch party.
South Africa was, man, it wasn't good.
No, South Africa was terrible. I was watching it with Chris Solis. He's like, is the average age of this team 34?
Yeah.
He goes, God, they look old. They're not,
South African team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not very good. And there was a weird thing going. Okay, so are you familiar? I just saw this as a trending topic on Twitter, and I got into it a little bit. I don't know what's going on. Dell, maybe you read what's going on here. African fans, like especially from Nigeria, are all wearing Mexico jerseys. They are anti-South Africa. I don't know why. And then other people are like, you are pathetic that you're not cheering for another Pan-African team, and this is, I don't know what the beef is, but apparently Nigeria really doesn't want South Africa to win, and they are hardcore. Wait, does this get to that where they walked off the, Alec was telling me about
that,
but anyway,
South
they're
Africa.
All wearing Mexico jerseys. They're all cheering for Mexico.
It's pretty simple. They just don't have any love for South African soccer, so they're going to root against them.
That's it?
No. Nigeria?
Yeah. Well, at least those particular Nigerian fans.
Well, yeah, I mean, South Africa is kind of, there's a lot of stuff going on in South Africa.
Yeah, but I guess if we're strictly talking on the soccer side, hey, you're African power, we're not going to root for you.
Yeah.
We're just going to root for your
opponent. I thought you were talking about this going on at the game yesterday.
No.
That was going on at the game yesterday, and that was...
At the actual game?
At the game. They're at the game.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get in the stands.
That's what...
And what John's showing is not a fight.
It's not a fight. It's... No. Well...
It's a lot of bouncing.
So there was some fighting going on in that shirt right there.
There were shirt fights.
Man.
There was some shirt fights at
violence.
There was some shirt fights at the watch party I was at yesterday.
Yeah. Some violence.
There was some shirt fights.
Yep. So Mexico, the South Korea game was the South Korea game was a good game. Holy Czech
that
scored
half
first
was incredible.
Yeah.
Unless you had the under.
Unless you had the checks.
Oh, my gosh. You just thought you Boy, you want to talk about highs and lows of following a check?
Yeah, right.
First goal, they score the first goal in the second half. Right back, South Korea comes back right back and scores. And about 15 minutes later, they score again, but then get called offsides. And minutes later, South Korea scores again.
That was a fun game.
And there were so many missed. Well, it was a lot of missed goals actually with Mexico against South. They missed early in the first half, but. That night game, man, it's a big difference. You got a 2 o'clock game and a 9 o'clock game.
I guess.
Man, 7 hour difference.
That's going to be that's happening throughout.
Yeah, but there was no in between game.
No, that's happening throughout.
Just a seven. I wonder if that was. I don't know the time frame. There's one guy who is really good at discussing and describing what the matchup, what the breakdown is going to look like. I ended up following him on Twitter yesterday. And he was, you know, having coffee because it was after midnight where he was. So a lot of these, some of these games I think may be scheduled based on where the home nations are.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe some of that. That would make some sense.
That would. Spain is going to be playing at 11 a.m. on Monday. Maybe in large part because of that Belgium 2. New Zealand plays an 8 o'clock game because of their juxtaposition worldwide. Yeah, I can see that.
It would have been an 11 a.m. game in South Korea.
We're going to be getting four games a day. It's going to be fun. This will be fun. We got the U.S. tonight. Glenn Davis is going to join us at 8 o'clock. To talk about this team and what you think. He'll break down. We're going to ask him about all the players. We're going to ask him about what he thinks their chances are and what this means for American soccer this year. So we will do all of that. Your Astros did not play yesterday, so we got a reprieve from Astros baseball. Although we did hear from Dana Brown yesterday some interesting comments. What do you think he said about the trade deadline? And when what the Astros, what the outlook is?
They're going to be looking.
Here's what he said. In terms of the deadline, we're just kind of like highlighting some of the needs that I mentioned earlier. If we can find some offensive outfield help, that would be great. If we can find some bullpen help, that would be great. Those are two big things. Feel like we got some starters coming back. Hunter Brown, Christian Javier, Ronel Blanco or Hayden Wisniewski. We got that group that's coming back as well. So a big focus would be on the offense and the outfield, getting some offensive production, and we could firm up the pen. So your thoughts about trading Yordan Alvarez or Jeremy Pena or anyone else, forget about it. They ain't sellers. They're buyers. They're finding some outfield help. And, you know, this actually is one of the – well, Yordan is DH all the time. When he plays the outfield, it definitely increases their offensive production in the outfield. But it's one of the worst, if not the worst, outfield offenses in baseball. It's terrible. It's terrible, the production that they've gotten. Mm-hmm. Cam Smith is coming around a little bit with some power. He's still a 212 hitter or whatever.
Yeah, but at least he's had some flashes.
Yes, and
we need to convert these flashes into sustained.
It's so inconsistent, and he's still a young player, and he didn't have any time at the minor league level,
right?
Which was probably a mistake what they did with him last year. As opposed to, you know, learning his trade at the minor league level where but, you know, there's something to be said for facing major league pitching and getting it, but he still doesn't get it. So that's a problem. And Jake Meyers is never going to be. I mean, Jake Meyers, what was his OPS last year? 7-something? And it was like, what a breakthrough year for Jake.
Yeah.
I mean.
Can he keep it up?
Yeah. Can Jake possibly be as good as he was?
Is it possible to keep up his all-star performance of, you know, 720 clip OPS?
Yeah, right. And that was.
Well, of course the Astros are going to be looking for stuff. They don't. It's just not.
They don't sell.
No.
They don't sell. They buy. Okay, so let's make sure.
That's why you're bleeding out right now at this particular time. Your roster has been bleeding out over a series of years, and it will continue to do so.
Yep.
Next out will be Jeremy Pena, and then Hunter Brown, and then Yordan. So that's just the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it's going to.
And then it's next up. It's the Cam Smiths get to take over and do their thing in the middle of the lineup.
Yeah.
Zach Coles, Zach DeCenzo's, Bryce Matthews. Shea Whitcomb is going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Is good.
See, you're just not a good person. I mean,
of their really good minor leaguers.
Yeah.
They'll just go to their really good minor leagues. Their next up. You tell me who the next up is. I don't know. I already know. They've already shown
Kevin Alvarez.
They've shown me over 9 years how they operate.
Kevin Alvarez is in the minor league system. Right. He's moving up. There's another guy that's pretty damn good. And there's a catcher that's hit, you know, not doing that all that great.
Yiner?
It's not Yiner. It's not Yiner per se. No one's heard from him. I don't know that they're rushing him back the way he was hitting. Just take your time, Yiner. We're good. Christian Javier, take your time. What's the hurry? Hunter Brown, get back here. Let's go. Kansas City tonight. The Astros take on the Royals tonight. And you get to see Bobby Witt Jr., a really, really good player. It's MI tonight. So let's go. It's time to let's get going again. Let's go. We've been doing pretty damn good with our rotation's been much better lately. So hopefully we'll continue to, other than the 10 runs I gave up on Saturday. Other than that, things have been really, really good lately. 713-780-3776. A lot of Texans stuff that we're going to get to today. They have been out there, and there's all kinds of interviews that we will run. And nothing really earth-shattering or groundbreaking. D'Amico Ryan's talked about the tight ends use. That I really do believe that they're going to use a lot more 12, and I don't know about 13.
No,
but,
I don't think
about 13. But you don't believe that Klein is going to see that
Marlon one. Klein. Yeah. I just think it's going to be. I don't think he's going to be a big part of the offense this year. He might be, but he wasn't ready coming out of Michigan yet. There was still a lot to learn. In some ways, it's kind of reminiscent of Cade Stover. When I wrote up Cade Stover at Ohio State, good athlete, still had something to learn in terms of technique with run blocking, and still had, you know, hadn't been used as much as he could have been used as a pass catcher, although he was his last year. Marlon Klein's a good athlete. He's a real long-legged, 6'6" guy. You'll see he's kind of a weird body type because he's high cut, so longer legs and torso. But he it's hard for any rookie to come in and make a big impact. I just feel like he's going to be in a battle with Moreau to be a blocker. We know Dalton Schultz will be out there. Moreau's the blocker. And then Brevin Jordan has NFL experience if he makes the team. I don't know if they keep more than four tight ends. And then you have Cade Stover, who, you know, they like Cade Stover just fine. Now, they drafted Marlon Klein in the second round, so maybe they will put him out there earlier. I don't know. But it'll be a good battle. I like that there's competition there. If Klein is the best, then put him out there. I'm just all about competition. I mean, competition and meritocracy. If he is the best, then put Marlon Klein out there, provided he can handle the blocking duties. Because if you're going to 12 personnel, which means two tight ends, the reason you do that is because you want to be able to throw out of 12. You know, first of all, you have to be able to run out of 12.
Yep.
And then the advantage is that you go to a base defense. You get out of your nickel defense, and then they try to throw some against you out of 12. And he can get out in space. Marlon Klein can get out in space and catch. We know Dalton Schultz can. So if they can get enough, I went and watched more Dalton Schultz run blocking. I mean, there was some effort given. He's not going to be a block finisher. There's not a lot of strain. He did enough last year on some of the blocks. Like he wasn't terrible. I thought his effort was better last year, but he's not going to be a plus run blocker. So you need the other guy in a 12 to be a plus run blocker. That's where I worry a little bit if Klein is ready to be a plus run blocker. Because if you have Dalton Schultz and Marlon Klein and you're running 12 personnel and you're not really neutralizing it all at tight end, then you kind of lose your advantages a little bit as a run team.
You know, having Moreau on the field, though, is Mike having a super tackle. You know he's just a blocker.
Yeah,
that's true. He's not going to be a threat in the passing
game. No, that's true. But, you know, we used to think that about Joel Dreesen. And Joel Dreesen actually caught the ball a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joel Dreesen caught the ball probably more than you remember. It was more than I remembered him catching it with Gary. Because Gary Kubiak would use plenty of 12 personnel. That was a pretty normal thing. And
Well, let's listen to D'Amico talking about the use of tight ends and their flexibility. to bust it. It's not working. This is the first technical difficulty that we've had, so you guys would just bear with us that we have a machine that isn't actually listening to our commands. But this is highly unusual here.
But your phones are. Just look at the targeted ad you get. Joel Dreesen had 36 catches 1 year for 518 yards, though.
That's not bad.
Which is pretty good. Four touchdown catches.
For a second tight end?
Yeah, six touchdown catches in 1 year, was probably as much as Andre had that year at 353 yards. So Dreesen caught it a little bit. But Owen Daniels obviously was a big one. Here is D'Amico Ryan's talking about the tight end spot.
Kaylee wants all the tight ends out, right? Put four of them out there. Now, it's the tight ends pose a matchup problem. And it's not just because it's the tight end. It's how the tight ends have evolved in our game. Now, you got more pass threat tight ends than we've had in the past. In 2006, you put four tight ends on the field, and it's goal line. You're not doing that now. Now you have guys who are true receiving threats. So when you have that, are you matching up in base personnel? Are you matching up in nickel, dime personnel? Well, it really depends on who that tight end is. Right? And you match up accordingly. So it's a chess match when you're going against defenses and you put 13 personnel out on the field. Like having the ability to throw the ball in personnel, those percentages have, skyrocketed over the past 10 years. So just having that flexibility by an offensive coordinator to have tight ends that we could put out, and not just last year we put a lot of extra O-linemen packages out on the field, which kind of show your hand easier when you have the extra O-linemen. So now having the versatility and the depth of the group that we have now should open up a ton more options for us when it comes to being able to disguise some personnel.
Yeah, think about it. If you got dime personnel in the game and you run three tight ends out there, You're just going to run over them.
Yeah, well, you can't put dime out there. You match with what they do, so right. You got to run your guys off the field.
Yeah, and you take those guys off the field.
The Rams, so Kaylee came over from the Rams. James Gladstone came over from the Rams. They drafted Nate Borkature from A&M in the second round, which started a run on tight ends. And they all kind of look back at what the Rams have been doing and Sean McVay, and they want to copy. I mean, they understand, if you get the – but that's if you get the right tight ends. That whole three tight end stuff, you got to have the right dudes to do that. And I don't think the Texans are going to try a lot of 13 personnel. I mean, you've got to have some dynamic players. These are – these tight ends are fine. You don't have any – we're not looking at what's his name who was from Oregon? I can't remember the Oregon tight end's name now, who was just drafted. Kenyon Sadiq. You don't have a Trey McBride or a Kenyon Sadiq or a Brock Bowers. Like, you got to have a really special, you got to have some kind of special pass catchers and athletes if you're going to run 13 personnel. Gary Kubiak would run it every once in a while. With James
Case, a freak, though. I mean, you're talking about a different deal.
And so is Brock Bowers, really. Yeah. And Trey McBride is a great pass catcher who's willing to block. Gary would run it a little bit with James Casey as the third tight end. And, you can create some advantages. But all these offense coordinators, this is the big thing now, 12 and 13 personnel, 13 being three tight ends. That's a very specialized look. You got to have the right tight ends. But 12... Like D'Amico said, if you're going heavy offensive line, you add an extra offensive lineman like they're adding with Fisher. Like, okay, this is either going to be a pass, it's pass with a little more pass protection, or it's or they're running. You don't have to worry about, but that's an extra player
that you don't have to cover.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-3776. We're just getting it started. 717 on ESPN 97.5. Glenn Davis at the top of the hour, brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief. We got to talk a little GiveMeTheVin.com right now. John Clay Wolf is he's a beast, just a beast. And the reason that he's a beast is because he has been so successful in his life doing what – and it's just a simple philosophy. It doesn't get any more simple. I will pay you more for your car, so sell me your car. I will give you more for it.
Sell us your car.
That's exactly it. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy, you can do it in your underwear. It is easy. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes to find out what your car is worth. And John Clay Wolf is just going to pay you more, okay? And so that, so you're going to sell him your car. And when you sell him your car, he takes it to auction, cleans it up, takes it to auction, and then sells it. It just doesn't make as much as the other guys want to make because he gives you more for it, okay? So that's been his plan, and he's turned it into one of the biggest car-buying outfits in the world. You're looking for the best way to buy that, to sell that vehicle. And there's one place that you have to go, to the guy that's going to give you more. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm looking at a predictor. If the U.S. wins tonight, 97%, Dell. 97%. They are in the next round. One, well, with 8 third-place teams going, they say basically if you win one game, you're probably in.
Yeah, getting the 3 points is big. The question will be if you're leading the group, versus whether you're making it in as a second team or a third place team because you get the advantage of playing a weaker opponent. You know, and they've changed the rules for the World Cup this time around where goal differential isn't a tiebreaker, isn't the first tiebreaker, head to head is. So that also helps you qualify. So if they're going into their final game with the same amount of points as Paraguay, they've
it
already
should always be head to head.
It used to be.
Say Paraguay.
I'm not doing this thing with you because I don't care. We've already gotten people telling you to stop, so I'm not going to play that game with you. Either way, mm-hmm. Either
they don't
way,
like proper head, pronunciation.
Oh, they don't like you saying it because you're white.
Oh, yeah,
but
it's embarrassing.
As far as the
he
actual
said, stop talking mix.
As far as the actual rules of what's going on here, yes, it. For a long time, it had been goal differential, but they've moved to this. And it will benefit you greatly to win the first one. So you already have an advantage over one of your competitors because you've already beat them.
Yeah. So it should always be head-to-head. We played each other. I beat you. Okay. We got a tie. I win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It should always be that way. FIFA's stupid. But, well.
Well, now, college football does that too.
Are they more stupid or corrupt? Which one?
Ooh. Corrupt wins.
Corrupt's a huge
corrupt
favorite.
Wins. But there was a question about that night game. A lot of empty seats.
I couldn't tell if they were empty because I saw red, and I couldn't tell if that was because I thought I saw a bunch of empty seats, and then I was like, well, maybe that's actually South Korean fans because there would be chunks of red, and I didn't know if those are seats or red shirts. So did they say
the athletic
they had?
In the athletic this morning, that was one of the questions.
Is that right?
What's the deal?
So they had trouble. So some of these corporate sponsors are stepping in and buying tickets, and then you know, like I don't know if that's what Michelob Ultra did. They're legitimately giving away. I'm going to tell you about it a little bit later. I went down to Edo yesterday. And by the Fan Fest, and it was like the Michelob Ultra girls were walking around. That was one of the places they went to give away these tickets. They're actually giving away. You play. I'll tell you about it here in a little bit. The different locations where they have these interactive soccer games. They give away a pair of tickets.
Well, but, we don't want everybody to go there. We want everybody to go to. We are going. We're hanging out with Jeremy and Joe and Will Kunkel at the watch party at Patterson.
Yeah, well, they were at Rodeo Goat yesterday.
They were at Rodeo Goat, yeah.
So yesterday at Rodeo, they were at Rodeo Goat. So and that was where. And yesterday, I think Rodeo Goat is where they were doing the Michelob Ultra girls. Actually, they were headed to Rodeo Goat because that's where they did the giveaway. Was at our live broadcast.
Yeah,
from 2 to 5, they were there yesterday. So. I don't know how they did it in the middle of the Mexico game because every place was packed down there. I don't know if Rodeo Goat got packed, but my gosh, it was just packed.
That place is...
I think Mexico would be... I think if you played in... If you played, maybe not in Canada, but pretty much anywhere in North America other than maybe like, you know, North Dakota or Wisconsin... And probably even there, the Mexican fans are going to outnumber whoever's fans in every, yeah. including the U.S. men's national team, Dirt Dogs as they're called, as they're starting to call them, across the board, they would you will not be like here at the Gold Cup. It was, Dell, I don't know, 85-15% Mexico here. U.S. Yeah. huge underdog in the stands. I don't think there's a country that could travel like Mexico. Now, proximity-wise,
yeah, right.
very close for people in Mexico. And, of course, Mexican-American
I don't know
if
you
fans.
Heard, we got a lot of Mexican
That's what
people
I'm saying.
Here.
I mean, it's going to be that's going to be the case yeah. as well. Pretty much everything's going to be a home match for Mexico. Everywhere yeah. they play, as you would expect. But, I mean, it's going to be massive amounts of the crowd is going to be 80% Mexican fans every time they play, no matter where they're playing.
So there's an early game today that you can watch, and you can watch it. Will Kunkel's going to be 12-3 at Patterson Park. The soccer watch party goes on from 12-6. ESPN.
The Kunk.
We got Jeremy and Joe from 3-6 to watch the game as well. When you arrive, stop by our promo tent and sign up for your chance to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. A $500 gift certificate. All of this is brought to you by Huntington Bank. So we got a big party out at Patterson Park today.
Are you going to miss next Friday when we're at East River 9?
I am missing next Friday.
You're missing more East River 9?
Yeah, I'm going to miss another East River 9.
Is that Masters?
Unfortunately, well, they scheduled. Unfortunately, all of my member guests are at the same time as major championships, which is when we
that go actually to doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I know, right? You would think, hey, everybody
is
wants
Masters next week?
No, it's
next week.
Then what's week? The major? Like there's no majors.
Ago. It's like the U.S. Open. Remember
we just
that
talked
one?
About Charlie Woods I mean, not, being not, a caddy I mean, for the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
No, it's U.S. Open. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So that's next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shinnecock.
And so you are going to miss the holy of holy days.
So yeah. This is like when people on Thanksgiving, the family gets out and plays like football because there's a football game going on. This is what you guys do. There's a major golf tournament, so you guys want to play golf surrounding it?
Well, I'm pretty sure they scheduled the U.S. Open because of our tournament.
Ah.
Because of the member guests.
So either way, golf was scheduled because other golf was being played. That's what's happening here.
Yeah. Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
You want to do you guys dress up as your favorite golfers to feel just like them when you're out there?
No.
You put on their
actually, though.
Like the jerseys?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is kind of a uniform thing.
Oh, it's a team. It's team a team event.
Oh,
team
it's
event.
One of those little weird things.
So you pretend it's the Ryder Cup or something, or the President's Cup or whatever.
But this isn't even their Cabo All Cup. America.
So it's
we're
President's Cup? Is that what the...
They're not
is
even
that,
Cabo
what's,
Cup.
Is there an All-American
actually,
team
I'm
tournament?
Waiting on... My boys at Jack Golf, man...
Watch it.
I'm not... What are you talking about?
Slow.
You did that on
Jack
purpose.
Jack Golf. No, he didn't do it on
Jack
purpose.
Jack Golf. I said... I
see?
He's putting a G in there.
Make sure. Just make sure. Be careful.
But you're
I'm telling you, if you've never been to their website and see their clothes, it is spectacular what Jackoff does.
Now, you're off Thursday, too, though.
I'm off Thursday.
So what are you doing Thursday?
He's playing in the tournament.
It's
a three-day member. Well, actually, it's 4 days.
They just like the U.S. Open.
Round.
It's just like the U.S. Open.
You're doing a practice round?
And then three days of tournament.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Where is this going to be?
In L.A.
Oh, wait, what?
I joined a club in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and you already, people are letting you play in their stuff?
he's in the tournament.
They don't even, how do they even know
you? I'm a member.
You?
I can.
You're a member, but they didn't mean they've taken you in.
Well, no, what are you talking about? It's not like I have to be.
Speaking of
I got to get shivved first in the, you know.
No, but I mean, do they think you're an interloper? Like, oh, here's a Texas guy trying to Texas our California.
No, they accepted me. As soon as I paid them the money,
I think they were fine.
Check him. He's probably got guns all over him. Did
well,
they say
I'm,
that
I'm wearing
you?
My red, white, and blue. I can tell you that.
So, do
I
you
might offend
Greg
some people?
Got barbecue in his pocket.
I mean, it might offend some people.
Do you have enough people in your group, your member guests, international players, so you can actually make it U.S. versus international?
No, it's not that way.
So you don't
at
have
all.
Enough.
There's
okay,
not, it's all pretty much. Well, they're pretty foreign.
They look like John.
I don't
they
know.
Look like John.
How many aliens we have?
Alien. Oh, okay.
Extraterrestrial.
I wish they were called super terrestrials. Yes. Extraterrestrials.
Have you seen any sweet?
I don't know how many we have.
Have you seen any sweet facelifts yet at your club?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, No, there's no sweet faceless at okay. the club.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Speaking of guys,
you two don't know anything.
I didn't.
About
he
anything.
Asked that silly question. I just what? Thought. I thought mean, you just might.
Out
it's
there
L.A.
It's L.A.
I no, thought no, you just
I'm
might.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just.
Talking? I thought you might.
You don't know how big an event this is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's bigger it's than huge. U.S. Open?
Obviously, they got a practice round.
A practice
and
round.
And they're going. You're playing on Sunday.
No. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, that's the fourth
Wednesday,
day.
Wednesday,
Thursday. Oh, Wednesday.
And the practice round is Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
So there's 4 days
so
including
so you, you decided not to go to that. You'll be able to do a show.
Well, he does no, start the show at 5 in the morning.
Oh,
so are you
I got a 2 o'clock tea time.
Are you, oh, so you will be part of the
I'll
practice
part
round.
Of that.
Got it.
So I've already got...
you lost your mind?
Brad and Will are going to come in for one of the hours on Thursday and host 1 hour. Trevor okay. Sikkema, who was used to be the draft guru and NFL guy
Jack
from
son?
PFF, Trevor Sikkema.
Not Jack Sikkema.
Not Jack Sikkema, oh. no.
Trevor
he's going to be in from 9 to 10. And then, I don't know, 7, I think 7, I'll just talk to Dell about stuff.
Oh, you can
7,
just talk 8. To yourself. I no. got a plan for my show.
No, you don't have to plan
but
for
speaking of,
your
yeah.
show's unplanned.
No, it's not, actually. That's why 9 to 10, I'm very quiet until News of the Weird. But speaking of people who may or may not get kicked out of clubs... What happened to your boy, Phil?
Oh, we'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN. Well, you can't talk about it, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, wow.
You can't?
You can't talk about it because you will face the consequences if you do.
You will?
But first, H.R.P. You're going to face the consequences if you have an H.R. infraction. And if you have an H.R. infraction, if you're a problem, okay, they called me the problem here. Never had. Never faced it. Never done it. Never had an H.R. infraction here. Now, did I toe the line? Yeah. Yeah, I did. But HR&P will decide, and they'll help you decide. They'll help you get through all of your HR issues. And it's more than just problem people, right? All of this stuff. Your payroll, your 401ks, your off time, your PTO, everything. It goes, the HR departments are getting huge now. Is your HR department too big? Are you wasting money? Is your payroll department growing? Do you have to pay accountants, too, to take care of your taxes? How about let HR&P bundle all of that for you, take care of all of that for you at one low price? I'm telling you, it is way cheaper and more efficient and just better to do it that way than trying to do it yourself. Because you know what? You sell what you sell. You don't do payroll. You're not an expert in payroll. You're not an expert in HR. You're not an expert in taxes. You're not an expert in 401 or insurance. You are not. You're just not. Let the experts do what the experts do at a price that you're going to love, but much better and much cheaper than you're doing it now. You're looking for a great way to get all of this stuff. And if you're not completely satisfied with your admin company, try HR&P. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to John and Lance,
broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 22 minutes away, Glenn Davis. So we got a quick segment here. And we got some stuff to do. We got some Texans to talk here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I don't know. Kamari Lassiter. The team, I do notice this. Everybody seems to be rallying around CJ. Everybody on that team.
So, fine with me. I want them rallying
yes,
around their quarterback.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it could be what J.J. McCarthy's dealing with. You don't want that.
No, you don't want what J.J. McCarthy is dealing with because, yeah, nobody believes in that dude. Everybody, to a man, believes in C.J. Here is – Kamari Lassiter was on with Chris Long and had this to say about C.J. and that game in New England.
I mean, yeah, for one, C.J., that's my guy. Like, and for two, he's that boy. He's been that boy since he picked up a football. So, I mean, and – that game in New England, we all had a bad game. Defense had a bad game.
Yeah.
We gave up 28 points. So I feel like you can't just single out one person. I mean, we had a bad game. We didn't win the game as a team. So I just feel like whenever you look at it from that perspective, we all rally together. We all look at what we did wrong, and we just move on. Like, we try and fix those mistakes, and then after that, it's on to the next.
To be clear, you gave up 21 because there was a pick six.
Let's not say we gave up 21. Yeah, defense didn't give up 28.
And if we're CJ just being put them in
in bad worst spots. Yes. Yeah. But if in actuality, the defense allowed 21 points.
Yes.
CJ contributed 7 of his own.
Yeah. And more.
Yes.
He contributed more to the New England effort.
Yes, but technically, 21 plus 7 is what it was, yeah. Not 28.
Yeah. But I'm glad. No, I am glad. And I know, did you notice this? When they like you, they say, he that boy. You that boy. When you, I was Kamari that picked, or no, it was Kalen Bullock, picked off the pass and ran it back for the touchdown. I forget which game he sealed, I forget which one. Kalen Bullock, I'm going to pick one here. And then they were mic'd up, and Jalen Petrie was like, you that boy. That's the highest compliment you can get from a Texans DB.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It doesn't get any higher.
It doesn't get any better.
He's
him.
Should we do that here when we feel like?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, if we say something good, funny, or
I don't think we'll say it about each other, but
anything that's accurate.
You have to say it about yourself, probably.
If you say it, accurate, then. Well, you can't say it about yourself.
Well, no one else is going to say it about anyone else.
Well, no, I'll say, you that boy, Lance. Because you know what?
That's a pretty high compliment.
Apparently.
That's a pretty high compliment to hear that. I can just tell you that. Feels good. It actually feels really good to hear that, if I'm being honest.
Dal, are you all right with white guys saying that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the judge, man.
Who knows who started that? That could have been started by
Lance saying it, because
that could have been started by Phil Mickelson.
Here's the thing, John. I'm not really okay with white people saying anything.
Okay.
So you shouldn't be asking me. I am not a fair judge.
So apparently Phil Mickelson was kicked out of his club.
He got thrown out the club?
He got thrown out the club. Allegedly, he had his membership revoked from the longtime club after an independent investigation into his misconduct.
Phil does some things I've noticed.
The Farms, a club in Rancho Santa Fe, California, which is beautiful.
I've never even heard of it.
We went down to Rancho Santa Fe. It is gorgeous. Now, they like money there.
I never doubted they did.
Yeah, it's near San Diego. It's like a northern suburb of San Diego. Holy crap! So bring some if you're ever going to Rancho Santa Fe. This was put out, a spokesperson for Phil Mickelson. Any misunderstanding has been cleared up. Phil continues to attend to a family matter, health matter, and is uncertain when he will be able to return to professional golf. And they went on to say that if anyone denigrates his name by saying this kind of stuff, there will be legal ramifications.
So something happened.
Something happened.
Something happened that they do not want out.
Mm-hmm. The Farms
Would you like to say what you think it was?
I have no idea what it was.
Do you want to try to denigrate?
No, I don't want to.
Because Lexi will clip it.
Yeah.
And send it out there to the internet.
Yeah. And send it directly to Phil and his law team.
Not saying what
The Farms Golf Club is committed to maintaining a golf club environment that is safe, respectful, and reflects the highest standards of conduct. All members are required to adhere to our code of conduct.
God, get your boy, John.
And any allegations of misconduct are taken seriously.
Get your boy.
Yeah. Following a staff member report of member misconduct, the club provided immediate and ongoing support to the staff member, conducted a thorough independent investigation of the incident, and took decisive action. Wow. Phil, what you doing with them? What you doing over there? Anyway,
something
to a staff member, and I don't. We just can't assume.
He does not.
What is the most likely staff member that Phil had an
incident? No. They're already telling you they're going to sue you.
Oh, I mean,
they're basically saying try something.
So, well, this is a statement by the San Diego County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff's Office has made attempts to locate any evidence to support a potential allegation of sexual assault.
Oh, now it comes out.
At this time, we have not located any evidence to show an assault has occurred.
Continue this conversation
now,
lest Phil's people are listening. You're just reading. That's all you're doing.
Yes, that's all I'm doing. I will not be able to participate in the first two live events as Amy and I need to be present for a family health matter. I can't wait to compete again. Look forward to rejoining my teammates as soon as possible. Yeah, so anyway, so no allegations of sexual assault anyway. But there seems to be some impropriety. It seems to be. I'm not saying Phil did anything wrong.
There's a question about it.
There's a question.
I don't even, I'm not even comfortable.
Do they have cart girls at the farms?
I don't even want to talk
you
about
don't know.
This. I'll just
we honest. Don't know.
I don't know.
It's impossible.
I would, look, when they said employee, I don't know if I did think cart girls. I don't know if they're independent contractors. I'm not sure how that works.
Well, they're not employees. They're not 401ks.
I don't know.
Well, I bet you they're 1099s.
Wait, you think they're in the cart girl union?
I don't know.
No, but I bet they're 1099s.
No, they're probably employees of the club. I know our club, the cart girls, are employees.
Well, they're employees. I bet they don't have benefits.
Why wouldn't they have benefits?
Medical? Dental? Vision? No, they're cart girls.
I don't know.
What, are you kidding me?
I don't know who owns
the farms. They're not spending extra.
Well, I don't know who owns the farms. I know ours is it's a national. It's not owned by the players, the members. It's owned by a company. And I would imagine they have medical. Yeah, I would imagine.
I guarantee. You should ask them.
I will.
Oh, wait, you're not going to be at that. Oh, no, at your club. Ask them. You think cart girls around here have dental and...
Oh, no.
Why are the cart girls there going to have it?
Well, if you work for a club, it's different than working for a public course.
Well, ask.
Yeah.
I would. I'll bet you they don't.
Yeah.
They don't just give away...
You may be right. You may be right. But I don't know what that has to do with Phil and... But I don't know.
Because when they say employee, I'm trying to figure out if the club would consider the cart girls employees, or is it someone else who works inside, or who knows? Who knows? They don't want to talk about it. I'm not denigrating anyone. I'm just asking questions. That's all.
There's the safety.
Well, yeah. Well, I will say this: if you get a check from the club, you're an employee.
That's what I was asking. I don't know what they're considered. Either way, it appears there's an accusation of impropriety.
Something happened. That was inappropriate.
Look, Phil, I'm not
club.
Even saying anything happened. The club is saying that.
Yeah, the club
Phil,
is saying
I am not saying that.
No. Well, yes, the club has taken action.
Yes.
And Phil no longer is a member.
Correct.
Because of some alleged incident. And that we kind of, we're on Phil's side.
No, didn't say that either.
I didn't say that either.
I'm just saying.
I'm not taking sides.
I'm not taking a side until I get more
you
information.
You know, I think CJ's got to get better with his feet.
That's right.
And really,
you think
settling that base.
It's all about that base.
I don't like.
You think it's all about
all
that
about
base?
That base. Mm-hmm. I don't love when they come right out and saying, before any of y'all look into this or talk about this, just know that we got something for your ass if you try to say too much. Like, Phil, they came out and did that before I even knew what the story was. I'm like, I immediately am not interested in this story too much.
Well.
The lawyer said, try something. Say something. I dare you.
No, just.
I dare you to say something. That's what they're doing. They're basically saying, I dare. I wish you would say something about this. Right. Like, I'm not going to, sir.
No.
It's real unfortunate what's happened there, and hopefully they can get to the bottom of it so that justice is done.
There is a family health matter that Phil's attending to, too.
So. All right. Whatever y'all heard, it's some bullshit. Okay, and Phil can't play and live for a couple times. Wait, well, we didn't say anything about Phil playing and live. There's still live? Why are y'all bringing live up? Does live even exist anymore?
I thought they shut that down.
I thought we shut live down. Why are you bringing live up into this?
Let's bring East River 9 into this, okay? Have any of us
don't
been
do it.
Ejected from
don't.
East River 9?
No, in fact,
behavior?
No.
The answer is no.
No,
answer
never have, no. Never will.
Okay. Hey, you know what's appropriate behavior?
Everything's been appropriate since we've been there.
Yes. No, it's very appropriate.
You may not be... Welcome back there since you're missing the last two.
It's been coinciding with stuff that I have to do, important matters that I have to take care of. But we're going to be there again next week. We go there whenever there's a major, and it's a golf weekend. And it's a huge golf weekend next weekend because East River 9, it is on. U.S. Open, Shinnecock, awesome, awesome, awesome. And East River 9 wants you to celebrate. And... participate. Okay, now you work, so you can't get to the golf course. You can't by the time you leave the house, warm up, play a round of golf, and you know, have a beer afterwards. We're talking about 7 hours. At East River Nine, we're talking a couple hours. We're talking about you and maybe bringing a client. Maybe, and you can do it at night as well because you're working all day. You can bring a client at night, and you've got a great bar and restaurant right there. You've got a driving range. You've got pickleball. You got everything you could possibly need at East River Nine. So you don't have 7 hours to spend playing golf today. Well, how about just a couple hours, and you got yourself nine holes in and a great time at a great, great bar. You got corporate memberships available as well. So you're looking for a great way to get your golf on at night or during the day. EastRiverTheNumber9.com, EastRiver9.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy, bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.